Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rowland. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Rowland. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Romano reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chance. The throw from Batty and he is out, Gorrell applying the tag. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Donovan moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donovan moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Smith reaches second base with a double. Chance goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Bill Whitby now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Whitby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitby strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe McCabe now catching. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donovan strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 10-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from McCabe and he is safe. Wagner steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Bill Whitby. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive towards first. Chance reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Shifflett now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shifflett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shiflett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Garland Shiflett. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chance moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chance moves to third. Smith moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chance scores. Smith moves to third. It's 12-2, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Indians. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0-for-1 in the game. McCabe hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.